It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The vaccines. Hope on the horizon.
When will life get back to normal following the pandemic? Around half of all Utahns think it will be at least a year, but our governor is more optimistic.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage, Hope on the Horizon. Mary?
Amanda, the Deseret News Hinckley Institute poll says 27% of Utahns think we are 1 year away from normal, and 20% think it'll take several years. But others are much more optimistic. 21% say the state should return to normal by the fall, in their view. The governor says it's going to be sooner. He thinks the 4th of July will be great. He tweeted last night he's baffled by the pessimism from Washington, D.C. The data is positive. Cases are going down. Vaccinations going up. In fact, he just tweeted about the Johnson & Johnson news. And Spencer Cox says Utahns should be celebrating maskless in large groups by the 4th of July. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. The U.S. could have enough vaccine to be fully covered by summer thanks to a new ramp-up in production. ABC's Megan Teverizian continues our team coverage, Hope on the Horizon.
Vaccine makers say they're on track to deliver 600 million doses by July. Pfizer ramping up production, and Moderna now expecting to double its shipments by April.
The FDA has just released data on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine ahead of their review later this week. Dr. Sanjay Gupta was on CNN just moments ago saying he's going over the data. He also says people need to know this appears to be a good vaccine, even if it doesn't have the same effective rate as the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines.
What I would tell you is that the Moderna and Pfizer trials were conducted earlier in this pandemic when there wasn't as much virus that was actually being transmitted overall, and there weren't as many of these variants that were being transmitted. So in some ways, it was like a less severe disease overall at that point. And I think the real apples-to-apples comparison would be to say, okay, we're going to take the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine, and if it had been trialed at the exact same time in the exact same locations as the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, how would it have held up then? The answer may be very similar. They both do a very good job at, I think, accomplishing what most people want out of the vaccine, preventing them from getting severe illness.
We'll continue to monitor this story and bring you updates as more information is released.
President Biden says his administration is going to send millions of face masks to people around the country very shortly. He made the comments during a virtual roundtable discussion yesterday with essential workers, but he did not give any details, including cost, timing, and the type of masks to be shipped. President Biden has asked everyone to wear face masks for the first 100 days of his term, and he required mask wearing in federal buildings.
Security officials told lawmakers in Washington, D.C. that bad intel contributed to the Capitol breach on January 6th.
According to a statement from the FBI, a warning was sent to Capitol Police officers on January 5th, warning of right-wing extremists preparing to, quote, fight a war. Former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund, who resigned 2 days after the riot, telling Congress he didn't see that warning until this week and that it was sent in an email.
If we have information that's coming in the day before a major event, that has that level of specificity, that it could get a little more attention than, you know, just being handled either through an email or electronic format.
Three officers in charge of protecting the Capitol pointing fingers at the FBI and other agencies, telling Congress they were never warned about the waves of insurrectionists who came to unleash violence in the name of Donald Trump.
ABC's Ike Ajichi in Washington.
A woman was killed in a snowmobiling crash near Brian Head. It's unclear what caused the crash. An off-duty officer visiting with Los Angeles helped administer CPR, but the woman died on the scene. Two other snowmobilers were hurt.
A Texas woman is suing her power company over last week's winter storm blackout. In the $1 billion class action suit, former customer turned lead plaintiff Lisa Corey accuses Houston-based Greedy Energy of price gouging during the surge in demand for electricity. She says her bill shot up to $9,000 during the crisis.
the short periods of time when I had power, I was too afraid to turn my heat on because, you know, I saw my light bill jumping.
Several board members of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas resigned amid a separate class action suit.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.